This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1815, the three-step formula to convey quiet confidence in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
Rest assured, if you listen today, you will learn actionable business English. In today's episode, get a phrase and a three-step system to show your colleagues, manager, or clients that you can ensure their success to build their trust in English.
All Ears English is sponsored by Indeed. If you're in charge of hiring at your company, you know that the key to making a great hire is having one easy place to go to find great candidates. That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on All Ears English. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Michelle, do you have any big exams coming up soon?
Oh, thank goodness I don't. That would make me very anxious. But I know a lot of our listeners are going to be taking IELTS, right?
I know. Guys, if you don't know, we have a whole part of our company where we prepare you for the IELTS exam. So go over and check out the IELTS Energy podcast with Jessica and Aubrey. Jessica was an examiner for 14 years.
Yes.
So you can rest assured that you will be ready for test day if you listen to that podcast. Now, Michelle, what word did I use there?
I like that expression, rest assured.
Ooh, it just immediately makes me relax.
Yes, exactly. So that is a good one to use. So guys, we're going to be going into that today. So Lindsay, I mean, when do you recall a time recently when you had to show that you were confident something would be accomplished, something would get done, something would be okay, maybe to put someone at ease?
Oh, that's a really good question. Now, from my perspective, that I would take care of things for them, or that they, like, I needed to hear that from someone else? Which one are you asking?
Either one.
Okay. Well, yeah, I could think. So, for example, when we've dog sat at times, at different times we've taking care of people's dogs, and gosh, nothing is more important to people than their dog. It's almost like another family member.
It's true.
It really is. In the US, we love our dogs. Guys, we did do an episode on that. So type dogs. If you're in the iOS or Android app, you could type that into the search bar, dogs, pets. Good episode there. So that would be the thing that I would want to make sure, you know, rest assured your dog will be healthy, comfortable, warm, and well fed, right?
Mm, yeah, that's good. That's a good thing to use. For sure. So we're going to go over, you know, some expressions that will make people feel confident in you, even if they're maybe a little worried about something. So again, the expression is rest assured. So Lindsay, when do we use this? And I mean, it means that you can trust, you can put trust in something, feel at ease, feel comforted, right?
Exactly, Michelle. Feel at ease, feel comfortable. This is obviously very, very important in the world of sales,
right? Mm. So I think about a salesperson, someone that goes around and sells things, or any kind of sales or marketing. We need to make sure people feel like they're going to get the result they need and they feel good and they can let their, it's almost like people have a guard up until they pass a certain point where they say, okay, I understand, this makes sense, I trust you, right? So this is really, really important in building relationships. So we could use it more specifically at an upcoming event, right? Let's say, for example, rest assured that our planning team has reviewed all the details many times to make sure your party will go off without a hitch. This could be like a wedding, right? Yeah. Ooh, if you have a wedding planner, they must be saying this to you all the time.
Right. It's a good way to calm someone down. And what is that, without a hitch? What does that mean?
Ooh, that's a great little phrase bonus for today. Without a hitch means without any hiccups.
Any problems, right?
Without any problems. Yeah, exactly. That's perfect. So that's exactly what you want to hear from your party planner, your event planner, your wedding planner, that kind of thing.
Or at work, right? I could say something like, rest assured that the report will be available to you by Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So in a way, at work, we're always kind of doing this. It's in a sense, it is kind of selling in a way, because you're selling the confidence to your boss or to your colleagues that they can trust you. Mm-hmm. Right?
That's right. You want someone to feel that comfort with you. You want them to feel that trust. That's very important for connection, for those relationships. So to be able to convey that with your vocabulary is a big deal.
Huge deal, guys. This could mean the difference between being trusted at work or not being trusted at work. So we want you to write this one down for today. And then we come back to the scenario of caring for someone or something. And this is like caring for the dog, right?
For example, I've
worked with kids of all ages. So rest assured that I will be able to care for your child, right? Okay. Right.
So
right
maybe
in the middle of the sentence.
Yeah. You couldn't use it in the middle of the sentence too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, here it kind of is right in the middle of the sentence, right? It's, you know, this is my experience. Rest assured, here's the result.
Right. I like that little formula. Like, I've done this, so rest assured, I can do that.
That is a good formula. And coming back to what we talked about at the beginning, you know, experience, we talked about the IELTS Energy podcast, right? Jessica was an examiner for 14 years. Aubrey's trained under Jessica. So rest assured, you'll be ready for test day when you listen to the show, right? This is a great little formula.
I know. I'm so excited. Let's see if we can. Okay. Is there another one that we can come up with right away with this formula, just for one more example? Let's see. I have been if I'm interviewing for a job give me a job, Lindsay.
Okay. Let's say as a PR person. Okay. Right. Okay. So let's say you have contacts. You have a lot of contacts in the industry.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I can say, okay, I have been involved in this industry for 15 years. So rest assured that I will be able to use all of my contacts to help you promote your product.
Exactly. Perfect. I love it. We just came up with a formula the spot.
Oh my gosh.
All right, guys, this is Business 101, Business English 101, but it's more interesting than your typical business English.
Oh, for sure.
This is how do you make people trust you immediately, okay?
Right.
But we just don't get that trust automatically. We have to say something. We have to do something. And obviously now, after you've said this, the results have to prove it, right? You can't just go around saying this and then it doesn't happen. Like, let's say you show up for work and you actually have no contacts.
No, that would be it. Whoa, that would be really, that would be really bad.
Right. So only say this for the things that you truly believe. Right.
Yeah. Be honest with this expression, because if you know that you honestly feel it in your heart, that you can prove this, that you can do this, that's when you use it.
Exactly. I love it. And how do you feel, Michelle, when someone says this to you?
Yeah, I mean, I do feel kind of put at ease a little bit. I definitely feel good. I mean, and would you say that this is more a formal or informal expression?
I think it's formal leaning. So that's why I think it's great for work. It's great for interviews, any kind of sales situation. But, you know, like the dog sitting situation or childcare, the dog, the child, very important things in your life, right? In the person's life. So you want to button up a little bit and be a little more formal to ensure the person that everything will be okay. Does that make sense?
True. You're like, you're taking it to another level and using this kind of expression to show that.
Exactly. So it's better than going in the other direction and being, oh, I'm pretty sure everything will be okay. No, right. No one wants to hear that when they drop their kid off at your house or their dog.
And you also don't want to hear somebody be overconfident sounding like obnoxious, like, oh, right. Like, yeah, so you know I can do this, or like, I will, yes. I am definitely the, you know, I don't know, or saying it in a certain, maybe not the language, but the tone.
Yeah, this is like the perfect balance of evidence-based confidence, right? Evidence-based confidence. It's so good. I love this.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Yeah. There are a few other ways to say it, though, Michelle, right? Should we share those with our listeners today?
Let's do it. So one is, you can be sure that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can also, great, right? You can be, and we have assured, the common denominator here is sure. The word sure, right? It's in assured, rest assured. Right. So you can be sure that all the details will be finalized before the due date. Mm-hmm. And I love it. I mean, this is so important in the workplace. If you can say this to your boss and make sure it's true, right, it takes an enormous weight off their shoulders.
Right. Exactly. It's like, this is one of those expressions where we may not realize the power that it has, but I think it really does have an enormous amount of power on how somebody feels.
100%. And when, you know, people in your organization, like your manager, your boss, have time, they it clears all this space in their head, right? Mm-hmm. And now they can pursue other things. It's amazing, the power of that and how that increases your value at the workplace.
Right. You could also say you can be certain that, if you don't want to use sure. So you could say, you can be certain that I will be on time, right?
Yeah, for sure. A little more, I'd say for me, a little less common, a little more formal, the word certain than sure. Mm-hmm. I like the word sure better. If certain sounds, for some reason for me, it sounds too fancy, but it's good. We can recommend it to our listeners.
Okay, good. And what's the last one, Lindsay?
Trust that. So this is more of an imperative, right? Trust that this issue will be figured out. You could put a please in front of that. Please trust that this issue will be figured out. We're kind of using more of a passive format here.
Or you could say you can trust that. You can trust that. I will figure it out, whatever, like that. But I definitely agree. I think rest assured is the, or you can be sure that. Those are my two favorites from today, but these are also useful.
Yeah, those are the winners, I'd say. So let's do a role play. Oh, okay. I like this. So we've got a scenario. So I am your realtor. So real estate agent, meaning, right?
Exactly. Okay. Mm. So here we go. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Go for it.
I feel like I will never get a house.
Michelle, I've done this for years. So you can be sure that I've experienced all kinds of markets. You will get something for sure.
Do you think my budget is too low?
No, it just takes time. Rest assured that financially you're in the right place for what you're looking for.
It just seems so competitive.
Just trust that there's going to be a place we haven't seen yet that we will check, that will check all the boxes or most of them. I know it's hard to see now, but you can be certain that I'll guide you in the right direction. Nice. This sounds just like the conversations I had with my realtor when we were looking for a house. Yeah. It's just that this realtor, you are a little more articulate and I am a little more articulate, and like my realtors were saying that, but not in these words.
Okay. Yeah. Well, especially it's a very tough housing market right now. So if you have that realtor, you need somebody who will kind of put you at ease, because I feel like they really need to know how to calm people down, make them see things with a certain perspective, things like that.
Oh, absolutely. And The word realtor, by the way, is a weird word. How do you pronounce that?
I say realtor. Realtor.
Okay, you do.
But
okay.
You say realtor. I noticed yeah. that.
And I don't know if I've got a lot of realtors in my life, realtor, like family realtor. Friends and family that are realtors. But I have to double check on this and make sure that I'm saying it right.
No, I have to make sure too, because I'm now, you know, when you start focusing on the word, then you're like, I guess I said realtor.
Well, how would you say realty? Like the noun of the firm.
Yeah, I would say realty.
Okay, realty. Okay. Okay, guys, we're gonna TBD on that. We're gonna get back to you on the right way to pronounce that. One of us, or maybe there's two ways to say it. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. Yeah.
That's funny. Okay, so let's go through this. So I said I feel like I'll never get a house, and you assured me by saying you could be sure that I've experienced all kinds of markets, you'll get something for sure.
Yeah, exactly. You can be sure of that. So, and then I used rest assured. No, it just takes time. Rest assured that financially you're in the right place for what. And here, you know, you are lining that up with that three-step system. It takes time, right? Which is kind of the evidence, right? Rest assured that you're going to get what you need. You're going to get the results. So it still is that three-step formula.
True. That's a good job spotting that one, Lindsay. And then you said, just trust that there's going to be a place we haven't even seen yet that will check all the boxes, which is a good bonus for today.
Mm-hmm. Or most of them. Honestly, yeah. You never get something that checks all the boxes. I love that bonus. What does that mean, Michelle?
That,
checks all the boxes?
Fits everything, all your needs.
Exactly. Checks all the boxes. So good. But yeah, no, you never do. And or there's always got a little catch to that thing. Right. Mm. But you can get, you know, probably 75 or 80% of the boxes checked most of the time. Right. Mm-hmm. And then I said, I know it's hard to see now, but you can be certain that I will guide you in the right direction. OK, so this lawyer is very communicative. Communicative.
Realtor. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Realtor. Yeah.
Now I think I'm wrong.
I don't know, Michelle. We're going to have to look it up. Go to the book. Go to the book or go to whoever makes the rules.
Yeah, exactly. You were very helpful. You were very kind and very confident. I think I wrote in one of my notes, like, yeah, it has like kind of a quiet confidence to it. It's not like overly in your face, like, yeah, I got this. But it's like small little tiny expressions that show this confidence, like everything will be okay. And I think that's useful.
That's a really good point, Michelle. Quiet confidence really gets you the relationships and the trust that you need to continue doing business, to keep your job, to add to your value at the workplace, right? That's huge. I love it. This is so good. Yeah, quiet confidence. Let's end it on that because that's a really good thought. Something to keep in mind. So guys, find a way to use this formula, use these phrases to show that quiet confidence. All right? Good stuff.
Awesome. All right. Well, this was fun. And guys, let us know how these expressions go.
All right, Michelle, take care. Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.